Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom of Kalam Dalad, which is the Lachos of Mariv, Simon Beis. It's the same in Atar Likros Kriyashma Ba'arvis. So besides the Tfilas Mariv, which is a mitzvah de Rabbanon, there's a mitzvah de Raisa of saying Kriyashma in the evening. Shnemar B'shach B'chon, the Kriyashma has to be said B'shach B'chon at the time that people are sleeping. The Gemara, where the Chayyim was going to point out later on, that that really only starts by Tzeis HaKechavim once it's Vaday Laila. Now there is another mitzvah at nighttime, which is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we mentioned in the Haggadah of the Machlokes, whether it's said by day only or even by night. And we pass on like the Chachamim that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned both by day and by night as well. So there are two mitzvahs with deraisa, which are done in conjunction with Maariv. Both of them require that it should be Laila. Now, how much of Kriya Shema is deraisa and how much of it is Drabbanan? So the last paragraph we just pointed out is deraisa because of the mitzvah of Ischir Sisyas Mitzrayim. And Chazal have chosen this paragraph that we say to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of mentioning Yisyas Mitzrayim, Ischir Sisyas Mitzrayim, every day, both by day and by night. What about regards to the first two paragraphs? How much is the raisa? So the Magen Rambam says that the raisa only, it's just the first pasuk, and this is true both by day and by night. The first pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the raisa. Baruch Shem is clearly a din d'rabbanan. And then after that, the paragraph of Ahavta, which is Psukim from the Torah, but the mitzvah to read them is only mitzvah de Rabbanan. The Shagas Aryeh, in his Tshuvas, disagrees and says, no, that the whole first paragraph is a mitzvah de Raisa to read. So if a person, let's say for example, said the first pasuk, he remembers that he said the first pasuk of Shema, he's not sure if he said the rest of Shema or not. So if he does not know with certainty that he said the first paragraph, we have a din of sfeika d'oraisa l'chomer, and he has to go back and say that paragraph due to the fact that possibly he has not said it like he's supposed to. Let's say he's confident that he said the pasuk of Shema and the whole first paragraph, but he is mesupik whether he said the second paragraph. So it would be din of sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula, and he's going to be not mechuyev to go back because he definitely did the deraisa. He only has suffik on the rabbanan. He's not mechuyev to go back mi suffik. There's a pri chodosh who disagrees and says that both the first and second paragraph are all deraisa. And there's a mashmos from the Rambam that not only is the first paragraph and the second paragraph deraisa, but the Aruch HaShulchan understands the Rambam to learn that all three paragraphs are deraisa. Now, what does that mean? Because, of course, the third paragraph is the right, so you have to mention Yizkir Sisyas Mitzrayim. But what about the following scenario? A person mentioned Yizkir Sisyas Mitzrayim in a different fashion. He said a halacha, which talks about the dinim of remembering Yizkir Sisyas Mitzrayim. So Midaraisi fulfills his obligation to be Zarcher Yizkir Sisyas Mitzrayim, to mention Yizkir Sisyas Mitzrayim with that halacha that he said. Now he's not sure if he said Shema. He doesn't remember how much of Shema that he said. So according to what we're saying, according to Magen Rambam, he has to say at least the first pasuk. According to Shagadar, he has to say the whole first paragraph. According to Pichadosh, he has to say both the first and second paragraph. The third paragraph is no longer the Raisa anymore. Safar Derbanan L'Kula. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rambam understands that all three paragraphs are the Raisa, and therefore in the case of Safak, a person would be Mekhliyev, even if he definitely mentioned Yisias Mitzrayim already in a different context, he would still be Mekhliyev as part of Kriyashma to say all three paragraphs. The mitzvah of the Raisa of Kriyashma includes all three paragraphs, and he's been like this in the language of the Rambam. So, in the next year, we will explain what's the logic to understand that Zechir Sisyas Mitzrayim is considered part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema on the Raisa level. Not on the Rabbanan level, but on the Raisa level, that the Rambam is understanding that a person has to mention is Zechir Sisyas Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself. Meanwhile, have a good day.